fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 16th day of February, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast, beginning at Republic Broadcasting, coming out of beautiful Round Rock, Texas, Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. And yes, I'm proud to say, we did begin the Pledge of Allegiance. I want to remind people, our friend Deputy Hendricks is in the hospital undergoing surgery, and we encourage people to pray for Deputy Hendricks have a complete recovery. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip today is to buy ammunition. What we learned from recent conflicts around the world is that when all hell breaks loose, one of the things that retains their value the best is ammunition. Let's talk about that a little bit. We don't have Randy with us yet. Now, I'll get to the Archive and Intentional Christian Community in a moment. Go to a local shop that sells ammunition if you want to start stocking up for purposes of barter. First of all, stock up on what you need for your own personal purposes, whatever that might be. The two calibers that have become very ubiquitous nationwide are the following two calibers, 9mm and 5.56 NATO, which is also 223 Remington. Just stocking up on those two calibers would be an excellent idea. Next, I believe, would be 22 long rifle. When I was in my adolescence, I lived in a 95% Jewish neighborhood, and quite a few of my classmates had parents with a tattoo on their left arm from when they were in a concentration camp only a few years before. And there was a saying among my classmates, the young men I was in school with, for every Jew, a 22. That's pretty minimal. Not my first choice to defend my life with, but 22 long rifle, once again, is ubiquitous, not only nationwide, but worldwide. Even countries that have fairly strict firearms regulations allow their citizens to own 22. So that would be the third choice, would be 22 long rifle. Don't buy, unless something's changed, and I'm not aware of changing, do not buy Remington bulk pack. You'll be sad, very disappointed if you buy Remington bulk pack. Aguila is a great manufacturer. Nothing wrong with Remington as long as you don't buy the bulk pack. It comes off a different line. It's not reliable. Moving on from there would be 12-gauge. And there's a large variety of 12-gauge ammunition, ranging from birdshot for hunting quail to buckshot for hunting deer, and, of course, slugs for hunting deer as well. By any of these types of ammunition, when you buy case lots, you do a lot better. And I'll tell you a place I do my ammunition shopping. I don't want to tell you and be wrong. WikiArms, that's right. WikiArms.com. WikiArms.com. Now, WikiArms.com does not sell ammunition. What they are is a billboard for the companies, the people that do sell ammunition. And you can look up ammunition by the type. Let's say you want some 7.62 NATO, or which is 308 Winchester, same cartridge. You can look it up by manufacturer. You can look it up by price. And it's a great place. I've had 100% satisfaction buying ammunition, have it delivered right to my door. Point, click, click. Next thing you know, it's at your door about a week later or so. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Let's go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Randy's not with us this morning. He's supposed to be here, but he's not. And scroll down here a little bit to the top left side of my website, and we see the panel for Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. Well, I've been at this preparedness business professionally since the summer of 1977, when I did my first paid consultation on preparedness. So I've been aware of quite a few of these attempts to put together a Christian community, some successful, some not so, one locally that I was lied to about by the developer, and it hurt a lot of people. That's a whole different story for another day. But that's not the case with Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. First of all, it's a track record. It's been around for half a century. I'm not aware of any other intentional Christian community that's been around that long. It has lots for sale open to the public. If there is one, I'm not aware of it. So that's a good foundation to begin with, a half century track record. Now, moving on from there, location. As the old saying in the real estate business, location, location, location. The U.S. Navy, not John Moore, but U.S. Navy scientists, and they have very bright men and women who are scientists in the Navy, concluded that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is a safe haven for their own people. Within confines of the Navy, especially the Navy Submarine Corps, I've been able to track back to 1979, when the first classified briefing was given to flag rank officers in the Navy in New Orleans, because one of my listeners was there. He helped set up the room, the tables, the chairs, the lights, the sound system, and so forth. He was there. At that briefing, first of all, it was a Saturday morning briefing, and my friend, the Navy veteran, says, John, admirals don't do Saturday morning briefings. But they showed up, and they're, remember, this is 1979. They're smoking cigars, telling jokes, inquiring about each other's families, and so forth. Then they go into the briefing room. When the door was shut, it was guarded not by a master chief, an enlisted man. It was guarded by an officer, which is highly unusual, to say the least. When it came out of the briefing, my friend was standing there because he had to clean up the room and get it ready for the next event. He said, John, these admirals all look like their puppy dog had died. Now, in the room, before the briefing, my friend helped set up, there was a map on the wall, a map of the lower 48, at least, may have been a larger map, but at least the lower 48 of the United States. He said, John, there's markings on this map. It made no sense what these markings were. So that was 1979. In 2009, he bought a copy of my DVDs for sale at my website. Global warming, what the government's been telling you, had at that point, I had the second DVD included, the two DVD package. He watched it and he calls me up and he's telling me the story I just related to all of you. He says, John, here is 2009. Now I finally know what that map and those markings meant that I saw in 1979. Now I know. I didn't know then. I haven't known for 30 years. We call him Phil from Montana, by the way. He hasn't called in years. I hope he's listening. Good morning, Phil, if you are. So let's talk about that map, the map that the Navy admirals were shown. And following that, now, I've been able to, one of the unique thing about my work is locating and debriefing about two dozen Navy veterans who also have seen that map firsthand. With one or two exceptions, they were all Navy veterans, but with one or two exceptions, they were all submarine veterans. And well, they've shown this map before 1985. So between 1975 and 1985, we know that no enlisted men, and probably no low-ranking officers, because I've debriefed at least one or more of the lower-ranking officers that were submarine officers also. They had not seen the map prior to 1985. It's kind of a side issue. So we'll do a visual picture of the map, beginning at the Canadian Maine border and going down the East Coast. Typically, what it shows is the new coastline coming inland 50, 100, sometimes 200 miles as you go down the East Coast, sometimes closer to the existing coast, sometimes farther away. Moving on down to the Blue Ridge Parkway. Now, the Blue Ridge Parkway is a very scenic highway that runs north-south through the Appalachian Mountains, the Blue Ridge Key Mountains. The Blue Ridge Parkway is what I meant to say. And what the Navy says, not what John Moore says, when it comes to North Carolina, for example, the new coastline will be up to Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina. That's more than 100 miles from the existing coastline. Move on down to Florida. Well, if you live in Florida, I'm sorry to report, Florida's pretty much toast. Florida's pretty much gone. There will be no more Florida as we know it. There may be a tiny sliver in the extreme northern part of Florida, but even that's iffy. Let's go to the Gulf Coast. We got Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana all lose about half their real estate. Louisiana a little bit more. Texas will take a new coastline about 100 miles from the existing coastline. These are approximations, by the way. I recall I had a private consultation in Texas. I drove my Lincoln Town Car down there. My client met me the next morning at the coffee shop at the hotel, him and his wife, in her Chevy Suburban. I got in the Chevy Suburban. We went the short distance to his new designated safe haven that he was building a new home. Opened the door. I got out. My foot didn't hit dirt. It hit sand and seashells. I looked at him. He looked at me. I said, you didn't tell your wife about this. He said, no. We were 80 to 100 miles from the ocean, which at one time, that dry land had been part of the ocean, obviously. Let's move on to the West Coast. Now, the West Coast doesn't take as much damage inland for most of California, Washington, Oregon. It gets higher elevations a lot more quickly than the East Coast, typically. On one hand, on the other, we have tens of millions of people, especially in California, Southern California, tens of millions of people living in the what will become the newly flooded areas, such as San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and so forth, wiping out their current homes. Now, there's a bonus looking at the Mississippi River Valley. Mississippi River Valley will become an inland sea, 100 to 200 miles wide, 100 feet plus deep, 200 feet deep in places, extending from the Gulf of Mexico to Canada, literally splitting the country in two. Literally splitting the country in two. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Page, there's a panel where there's an audio interview I do with Command Sergeant Major Page. He's now retired, but when he was still active duty, he was at a briefing of, at the time it was fairly new, United States Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM. And they were, at the briefing, they were told that all the men and women, troops, all the equipment, all the supplies, everything would be split east-west at the Mississippi River. They weren't told why. And my friend Command Sergeant Major Page sitting there smiling to himself because he knew why, because I'd already briefed him. But that took place, oh my goodness, 15, 16 years ago? Something like that? The date doesn't matter. The U.S. government's been getting ready for this event for, well, since 1979. And a bit before that, quite a bit before that, very likely when President Kennedy met the Pope, he was told the third secret of Fatima, which is basically the same topic, quite frankly. And Kennedy did what he could back then. They didn't have the information about Planet X then that they have now. So what happened in 1979? That might be a good question. It's been about slightly more than a century, around the first decade of the 20th century, that the astronomers noticed that our planets and our solar system did what's called a perturbation, which might be called a wobble. When they got to a certain spot in their orbit, all of our planets did the same thing when they got to a certain spot in their orbit around the sun. And for you flat Earth people, the sun does not go around us. We go around the sun, by the way. So they knew because, well, first of all, most of astronomy is not looking through a telescope. Most of astronomy is mathematics. And they were able to do their mathematical calculations and determine what part of deep space there was a really big object that made all our planets wobble when they got to a certain point in space. Well, in 1979, the Pioneers 10 space probe had already been up for a year or two, and they sent that specifically to find that large object that was causing these perturbations, and they found it. They found Planet X. And once they found it, they started doing their calculations as to the size of it, its orbit, its speed, and so forth. And that's when the government began in earnest the preparations they've been making ever since 1979. I don't want to dwell on that too much deeper. If you want a real education, my two DVD set available at my website will give you more details than you ever wanted, with a 20-plus book bibliography at the end. If you really want to study up on this and read 8 or 10,000 pages of material like I have, you can do that. All I'm doing here is laying the groundwork as to why Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community is one of the best places on the planet to be, as determined by the U.S. Navy scientists. A side note, there's an outfit in Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, that sends people on nationwide speaking tours, and they sent me on two nationwide speaking tours. One of them had to do with Planet X. So I'm in Detroit. It's a hotel speaking room. We'll get back to this after the break. We'll be right back.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
No food, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
This hour is sponsored by Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. Okay, the Prophecy Club, Stan Johnson, the Prophecy Club, Topeka, Kansas, they sent me on this nationwide speaking tour, and I'm in Detroit. It's a hotel meeting room. About the capacity is about 250. We had about 300 people in there, standing room only. 3-hour presentation, 2 15-minute breaks. During the first break, a gentleman walks up, he shakes his hand, my hand, introduces himself. He says, John, I'm in the insurance industry. He says, now we know. Myself, my coworkers, we've wondered for years, why are there so many retired Navy people in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks? He said, now we know, with a big smile on his face. So, the most important thing about where you're going to live is the location of that new home. And that's why the Ark Haven Intentional Community is such a wonderful, beautiful, safe place to live. Now you know. We have a caller on hold here. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I'm just north of Bellingham, Washington. I think you know where that is.
Yes, sir. I've been up there. Yep.
All right, good. I'm at elevation of 328 feet above sea level. So what can we expect then in the next, what would you say the window of opportunity here is in the next how many years?
Well, you got two questions there. One is what's going to happen at your location. The other is the timing. I'll tell you what the Navy, what the admirals were told. Gentlemen, in your lifetimes. Nothing more specific than that. Right. Now, on one hand. On the other, some of these agencies, let's take the CIA, for example. They moved about half their people from Langley, Virginia to up there in Denver area. Why would you move people to a new location if they're going to be retired before the event took place?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I mean, it's an expensive, difficult, and you're going to lose some of your best people. The people close to retirement within the last 4 or 5 years are going to say, yeah, they've already invested in the federal retirement system. You can keep your job. I'm staying here. Now, as to your location, typically, when I'm doing a consultation, I tell people you want to be 600 feet or more above sea level to be safe. It's kind of a guessing game as to how high these new ocean lines, new coastlines are going to be above current sea level. But where you are, James, is certainly quite marginal and not safe at all, in my opinion.
Right. Well, I'm thinking the same thing. Now, this is because of the perturbations caused by this Planet X. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. And that Planet X, I haven't read some of it. I've read about it. It has a period of like 22,000 years or something. Did I get that right?
That's a different cycle. It's probably more like 3,600 years.
Okay, sorry.
There's a larger cycle of the planets in the solar system, but this particular cycle is about 3,600 years, right?
Well, then that 3,600 years would take into account things like biblical history and whatnot.
It does, there's instance the Noah's flood, for example, was most likely one of these events. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, thank you for your time. And is Deputy Hendrick, did you say he has another operation?
Well, I've lost track of what surgery is taking place and what still needs to happen. I know he's still in hospital, so he needs prayer.
Yeah. Well, wish him the best.
I'm sure he's listening.
Thanks, John.
Okay,
all
thanks,
right,
James.
Great. Thanks, bye now.
Location, location, location. And granted, there's thousands of beautiful places in the United States that a person can choose to live. Of course there are. There's no doubt about that. On one hand. On the other, once you become aware of the same thing the Navy scientists are aware of, the same thing the U.S. government's aware of, then everything changes, doesn't it? It may be beneficial to go into some more details about what the federal government is doing it and why they're doing it. The Denver airport, it's not just an airport, no, far from it. That airport, and they moved enough dirt to build a brand new Panama Canal. Hundreds of thousands of cubic yards of dirt. I've driven past it close enough to see it. I've never been inside or never had any reason to. But that's what they did. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden. Recently, I got posted there a speech given by the Lieutenant Colonel, what is her name, that testified before Congress. Anyway, she was in charge of certifying the all the pilots down there in Alabama, mostly helicopter pilots. I don't have her name here handy, but it's an excellent half-hour video of her giving a speech up there in Canada, in Alaska, updating everybody on what's been going on with the health of our pilots down there in Alabama. It's very disturbing. So I encourage people to go to my website, go to the COVID panel, and watch her testimony. It's very moving and very dramatic. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD. That's in the COVID panel. It's the first thing there. Thank my webmaster for getting that up there. There's products at my website that will help you achieve your goals. The energy cleaner is one of the more basic things that help people get a better night's sleep and get pain relief. Energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. You don't want to give your credit card out on the internet. I understand that. That's why I have a toll-free hour line. It's 800-592-9543. We're talking about the Arkhaven Intentional Community and related topics. Related how? Related to what's coming at us. Planet X. It's a topic that I don't talk about a whole lot, mostly because it's not a whole lot new to talk about that I'm aware of. These protocols, procedures have been put in place decades ago, and they continue. The government's getting ready, and they're getting ready to have what they call continuity of government when Planet X disrupts our planet. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. So Arkhaven is part of one of the designated safe havens by the U.S. Navy. Let's talk about why. First of all, it's West Mississippi. Everything East Mississippi has a much higher population density than everything West Mississippi. That's just a fact. So that helps a lot, having fewer people to deal with. Elevation above sea level. There's no place in the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks that will be too bad a shape. Areas near the Mississippi River and some of the low-lying areas, but the majority of the Ozarks is above 600 feet or higher elevation. So they're going to be in pretty good condition as far as that goes. Next, we have climate. Relatively short, relatively mild winter compared to farther north, which means a long growing season, a 9-month growing season. If you have a greenhouse, you could easily have a 12-month growing season. All the water you'd ever want. We're suffering a drought right now in my part of the Ozarks, but the creeks and springs are still flowing. I'm sure the grass will be growing here in a few weeks. And we have more bridges in the Missouri part of the Ozarks than any state in the United States. A lot of them are just simply concrete low-water crossings where there's culverts for the water to go through and a little concrete bridge for people to drive over. But there's thousands of bridges in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks because of all the creeks and streams and rivers we have. The culture of the Ozarks. If you're not familiar with it, it's been around for about 200 years. The United States bought the Louisiana Purchase in 1804, that's when we started having large numbers of Caucasians coming west across the Mississippi. Before that, there weren't many French fur traders and fur trappers and mountain men and things like that. But beginning around 1804 is when the mass migration began. And the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks were primarily settled by Scots-Irish. And there's other ethnic groups, but primarily Scots-Irish. And they developed their own culture, which the men and women who have been here for 200 years plus years, their families, they're outdoors people. They have gardens. They enjoy hunting. They enjoy fishing. They enjoy everything related to being outdoors and enjoying outdoor activity. Gardening is still a really big deal here in the Ozarks. Now, my usual Friday guest, Marie Lasser, she won't be here today or next week either because of other commitments. But she's authored three books that deal with the identification, gathering, and use of herbs and wild edibles for both consumption and health-related matters. Pretty much every community in Ozarks has at least one person, one man or one woman, with that knowledge. It's not as ubiquitous as it was when my grandmother was a girl. My grandmother grew up just a few miles from where I am here in Crawford County. Her dad, my great-grandfather, was drafted into the Union Army a few months before the war ended, about 6 or 8 months. I still haven't looked up what his outfit did in the Civil War, but I know it changed his life, and not in very good ways. Side issue. But the culture of the Ozarks is special and unique, and when it comes to hard times, exactly what we need. Men and women who are used to getting by with and doing without. It's the older generation that grew up without electricity is pretty much gone for the most part. My mother, if she was still alive, she would be 105 years old, I believe, 106 years old. She grew up without electricity, not too far from where I am. No running water. Her and her 11 siblings. So that generation is pretty much passed. We still have folks out here that don't have running water in their homes. In fact, a very good friend of mine, a member of the local American Legion, he doesn't have running water in his home. There was at one time, but there were some maintenance issues that have not been addressed. And he's a single guy. He's a tough guy, Army veteran. And he gets along quite well without running water inside the house. So the Ozarks has a lot going for it when it comes to being a safe haven, a place, for example, with the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, a place where you can enjoy life as it is right now with the power grid, the internet, postal service, UPS, FedEx, making deliveries from Amazon or wherever you might buy stuff. That's a wonderful, normal life right now. In hard times, you have a much better chance of being somewhat comfortable in hard times and mostly safe in hard times, especially if you're in part of an intentional Christian community such as Arkhaven. I've been to Arkhaven. My wife and I will be visiting again once it warms up a little bit. And early spring is a beautiful time to be in the Ozarks. We'll travel down there and spend another couple of days with the great folks down there at Arkhaven. And get to see more of the place, get to see the community center should be just about finished by the time we get there, and learn more about the development, meet more of the fine people. Everybody I met there was a great individual, the men and women, the children, everybody was just as great as could be at Arkhaven. Now, not just anybody can buy a lot there. You can't just decide you want your 5 or 10 or 20 acres, mail them a check. That's not going to happen. No, you need to go there in person and spend some time so that you get to know the folks that they're there, they get to know you, and people selling the lots, the Arkhaven people, are satisfied that it's a good fit for everybody. That's what has to happen first. That kind of diligence is what's given this place a half-century track record of being a great place to live. Now, in case you don't know, a real estate development with a half-century track record is quite extraordinary. It really is. I've been around a number of developments. I know there's been in my area of the eastern part of Missouri. I've seen lake developments that were a complete disaster. I've seen lake developments that were and still are beautiful lake developments. The father of our former governor, Nixon, he was an attorney. He's deceased now, World War II and Korean veteran, former prosecuting attorney. I worked with him on one of these developments, a great guy. And that development is quite successful and a beautiful place to be. So there's obviously a wide range of the outcomes for real estate developments. And that's not just Missouri, it's any place in the country. So going back to the track record we've got here at Arkhaven, it's a half century. That's extraordinary. That's phenomenal. And it should give you peace of mind knowing these people know what they're doing. And they're doing it right. So when you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you go to the Arkhaven panel, which I am at there right now, and it says, here's the first sentence. You're invited to join Ark Haven, an intentional neighbor, Christian community of Christians deep in the Ozark safe zone. And just click on learn more. When you click on learn more, there's a lot more information that you can get. Now, there is a newsletter you can sign up for, and go scroll down to the bottom here. I don't know how often they update the newsletter, but that's something you can sign up for. And there's a telephone number if you'd like to call down there and get more information. I'll give you the telephone number twice slowly. That's 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. What you buy down there is raw dirt, 5 acres, 10, or whatever you choose. You can buy a lot larger parcel if you need to. Then you have to figure out, a shelter, a home for yourself. Lots of options there. Now, Randy Parker, my usual Friday morning guest, he's personally acquainted with all the great contractors that do great work on time within budget. Now, that's what we're looking at there. Contractors and tradesmen who will do their work on time and within budget. Great work, professional work. And so he can set you up with meeting these contractors, these tradesmen, and you can get a home built to whatever specifications you want. Also on our website, there's an outfit that builds custom log home kits, ranging from a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett would have had 2 centuries ago, up to a log lodge such as featured in Yellowstone. In fact, you can probably get the blueprints for you. I haven't tried it, but very likely they're available. Blueprints for the Yellowstone Lodge that's featured in the TV series. A great TV series, by the way. I really enjoy it, which hopefully will get going again here in a few months. So there are lots of options to build a shelter. And driving around our cabin there, it's saying there's no demands or requirements that you build a certain type of home. That's totally up to you what kind of home you want to build for yourself and your family. That's your choice. Our cabin is not going to dictate that to you. And the homes I saw were beautiful. They were well built on very nice building sites. And that's the way that is. So, Barkhaven, what a place. A great place to live, great place to raise a family, great place to retire. You're only a 40 or 45 minute drive from all the amenities of Branson, Missouri, the destination restaurants and shows. About a 25-minute drive or so from Harrison, Arkansas, which has all the normal shopping needs and medical needs that people need for doctors and dentists and shopping and spare parts and automobile dealers and all the things people need for groceries, of course, right there at Harrison, Arkansas. How handy. It's a big place. 12 miles of roads with more miles to come as the place expands. It really is a huge place with hundreds and hundreds of acres. You're not going to feel like you're jammed up against somebody else's property. That's simply, the place is too big for that. On one hand. On the other, it is a community. And they have all kinds of social events that you can participate in if you choose to. Worship events where you can worship with the group, or there's worship groups of men, worship groups of women. There's a lot of homeschoolers there. A wide variety of activities that you can choose to participate in or not. Your choice, once again. And that's just, how good is that? How good is that? That's about as good as it gets, quite frankly. We got our last break coming up here in about a minute, and the call number is 512-248-8252. I hope Dr. Huff can be with us today. I sent him a note letting him know that this hour I got a note back from Dr. Huff. He won't be with us today, so we'll continue with open lines at the top of the hour. And, of course, the third hour, we'll have my friend Steve Benoon with us. We'll get some updates on the LifeWave patches. I just found out yesterday that Dr. Horowitz, at one time, was one of the top salesmen for our LifeWave patches. That's a hell of an endorsement. He's a busy guy. He's authored 25 books and has a lot of obligations, so he's not doing what he used to do with LifeWave, but he wouldn't have got involved with LifeWave at the first at all unless he knew that the product work is advertised. Here's our break. We'll break back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehi Boti Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We've been discussing the Archive of Intentional Communities past 50 minutes or so, and giving you the information you need for you to do your own independent research and move forward, hopefully to make the right decision for you and your family to have a great, fun life in normal times and a pretty nice, survivable life in hard times. That's my goal, is to see everybody be safe, everybody have a great, happy life now, and to be able to survive the times that are coming at us. People always, and it's the most common thing, I've been hearing this for 20-plus years, when's it going to happen, John? When's Planet X going to affect us? About 8 or 10 years ago, I started jokingly saying 3 p.m. tomorrow. Here's what I've determined. People that ask that question are not prepared. As I said earlier, I've had about 24 Navy veterans. They were students in my pistol classes. That's how I met these men. I'm a concealed carry instructor here in Missouri, and they were students in my class. They don't ask that question. Why would they? They're living in a safe haven here in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. They have their 3 acres or 5 or 10 or whatever it is, acres of heaven here in the Ozarks. Every morning when they get up, they do something to improve their situation. And it's just not an issue. A date is not an issue. The people who are looking for a date are the people who are not prepared. Men and women living in a safe area that's not safe. Living in a urban, suburban area that's not safe. Many of them believe the following. Well, once John Moore gives me a date, then I'll make my move. Right. How's that going to work out? You want to live on a hobby farm and have a hobby farm that feeds most of what your family needs? You're looking at 3 to 5 years to start with a raw patch of dirt and have it performing like that. And that's 3 years is, quite frankly, optimistic to be providing even 75% of what your family needs in fruits and vegetables, meat and eggs or whatever it might be. Our friend Leon Green has been developing a hobby farm now. I think he may be starting his third year down there. That sounds about right. And it's been a struggle. It's been a lot of work. Leon Green's a bright guy, a hard worker with a lot of knowledge. He has the resources to do it right. And it simply doesn't happen in less than 3 years. It can't, and it won't. So if you're one of those people who are looking for a date before you make your move and leave your comfortable urban, suburban life or that beautifully home you have overlooking the ocean in Florida, well, you're living a fantasy, quite frankly. You really are. So that's it for this hour. We'll be back with Open Lines. Stay tuned.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.